Now, of course, the big game this Sunday in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship is Galway against Kilkenny, a game that we've really, really been looking forward to. And delighted to be joined by a road match analyst and three-time All-Ireland winning manager, Cyril Farrell, to look ahead to the game. Hi, Cyril.
Good evening, Darren.
Good evening to you too. We'll run through the Galway team there first, Cyril, that was announced last night, and the lines out as follows. Derek Fahy in goal. Full-back line of two, Jack Grealish, three, Dahi Burke, and four, Fintan Burke. The half-back line were number five, Sean Lennon. Centre-back number six, Porrick Mannion, and seven is Keenan Fahy. In midfield were number eight, Ronan Glennon, partnered by number nine, David Burke. The half-forward line, 10, Gavin Lee. 11, Tom Monaghan, and 12 is Brian Concannon. And the inside line, the captain, Conor Whelan, at 13, Conor Cooney at 14, and Cathal Mannion at 15. Cyril, that is the Galway team, but Henry Shefflin, no doubts about this. This is the game that he's been targeting, and he's brought back some of the big names for it.
Yeah, like you could see last weekend, he was trying out a few different ideas. The team looks strong, like it's David Burke's kind of first time back for a good while midfield. I was Ronan Glennon. The backs were picked more or less the same as were the last time. But Darren, as you know, like the numbers on the backs, for example, like Fintan Burke was picked cornerback the last day, Dahi Burke was picked fullback, and Dahi wound up playing wing back, Fintan played fullback. So they're quite capable of move around. But up front, you have a lot of the big, like Brian Concannon back for his first big game of the year, and the inside line looked very strong. And as we sit and talk about it, there's kind of rumours from out of the Kilkenny camp that they're missing two or three top players. Adrian Mullen, very doubtful. You know, Cody is very doubtful, and the goalie Murphy is very doubtful as well. And Michael Carey is doubtful. Now, if they're missing two or three of these guys, they're the top guys. It'll be a big loss to them, but they'll still be hard to beat. It's a game, Darren, that Galway are well capable of winning. I think they have to show like that they're really All-Ireland contenders. They have to win this one on Sunday.
Yeah, just before we go back to Galway, as you mentioned there, and of course, Kilkenny have named their match day 26, and those names that you mentioned, Cyril, Owen Murphy not involved, Adrian Mullen not involved, Owen Cody not involved. Of course, that can change by throw-in on Sunday, but it's a big blow for Kilkenny, but also, I suppose, highlights the importance for Galway to win this match.
Yeah, it actually puts more pressure on Galway because I don't think they'll be playing. Kilkenny don't do the kind of the mind games, really. They'll pick a guy if he's fit, and if he's not, of course, they have other games down the road. They'll say, look, we can't sacrifice them because they play them on Sunday and they aggravate the injuries. They're gone for the whole year. So they kind of know what they're at. Now, Murphy's going to be a big loss because Brennan, the sub-goalie this year, didn't go in. He wasn't getting many games, of course. He just didn't. Like, he's gone off the panel altogether. You know, like Carl Tallis came on the last day. Okay, but he'd be no, like, he's inexperienced at this stage. The boys up front are big losses. There's no doubt about that. Cody and Mullen would be on any team, like you'd love to have them. They're really big losses out the field, but it puts extra pressure on Galway because like we have a full deck to pick from, and Johnny Glynn is back from America as well. It gives the panel, his name is on the panel at 26, so like we have a strong 15 and a strong panel as well. So like, you know, the ball is in our court. It's important to win the whole matches. We started with kind of a nice one enough without too much testing against Carlow. This is a step up a bit, like, and win this one and you're on the road. But I think for Galway to win the All-Ireland this year, they need to win every match, and this is kind of a big step. It'll, you know, they could wind up again in a Leinster final, say with full teams, both of them, but at the same time we'd want to be laying down a marker on Sunday.
Yeah, you mentioned Johnny Glynn there. We've been waiting for his name to be included in the matchday squad. He's not down to start, but I think we both agree we'll expect to see him at some stage on Sunday afternoon.
Oh yeah, and you can expect a big reaction from the crowd as well. Johnny be popular, like, had a very good campaign last year with Ardrahan, was back. I noticed him last Sunday, like, he was back for the kind of the warm up beforehand, did a bit of pucking around during the interval, and at the end of the match, Darren, he went out with the subs and did a good hard session, did a plenty of running, and he went through all that. But he's a big strong, he always held his fitness, doesn't, you know, he's a big strong mobile player. So I'd be interested to see, like, he gives him another little kind of an extra to use, like, and they'll probably throw him in at some stage to give him a taste. But I would expect the Galway team to be up for the game more than the last Sunday. It was hard, Darren, it was a lovely day, but it never got off the ground, the match, because Carlow, you were expected to win, and they kind of did enough to win and just kind of did what they liked. This will be a different thing. Now, with Kilkenny, they'll play their own game. They won't have too many. They'll have two midfield. They won't have the five or six. They won't have the two-thirds crowd. They'll play their own game. That's what they do. They'll figure they're good enough to play their own game, and you have to go out in and beat them.
As you mentioned there about the game against Carlow, there was a few changes from the team. We talked about the big names back. Well, Keenan Fahy obviously missed with a virus. David Burke back in the starting team. Brian Concannon and, of course, Conor Whelan. Adrian Toohey, Donal O'Shea, John Cooney and Declan McLaughlin made way. Were you surprised by any of those changes, or was the purpose of Carlow to put game time in them for a bit more battles later in the year?
Well, I suppose game time, but the one that will feel, say, most disappointed would be Adrian Truey, because if you're judging the game last Sunday, he had a powerful game in the half-back line. Tried the hardest, kept going, very fit, very hard and very physical. But like, now, look, we were talking here, maybe young Fahy could be still out the virus, I don't know, and Truey could be still playing. He'll be the one that will feel sorry because he couldn't do any better than he did last Sunday. But it shows the backup is there, and there's plenty of other lads there in the background as well, you know, kind of roaring to get a game. But that'll show you, like, it's even harder to make the 26. But after saying that, Darren, the 15 on the pitch more or less have to lay down the marker. They have to do it. And okay, you can bring on a few, but like, no matter what, Henry's on the side, and he's depending on the guys on the field to do the job.
And it brings me to the final question, sir, before we go, because we talked about the big names back. This is probably as close to a championship team, one or two exceptions possibly, that we might have expected. You've mentioned the importance of winning every game, including this game on Sunday, but as well as the pressure of Galway being at home, Kilkenny missing the few lads that we believe, but also with the Wexford game 6 days' time, how critical is it that Galway take the 2 points in Pearse Stadium on Sunday?
It's very critical because you have to win your home matches. Like, if they're in a great position, they win on Sunday, they have 4 points. And like, whatever, won't get beaten on the road. Like, you can't afford to get beaten at home. But I think, like, if we're serious All-Ireland contenders, Darren, we want to be winning these matches. Because if we get on a roll, if Galway start winning, you wouldn't know where to stop. They have the hurlers, they have the ability. And, like, it's a big year for, we'll call it, these mature players, because they're around a while. They don't owe anything to Galway hurling, but this is a big year for them. Because if they don't deliver this year, you'll find that a lot of these guys will kind of say, look, we've given our best shot. And like, they might just kind of eat. I don't mean being dropped, but a lot of them will ease themselves out because they're there a long time. And I was reading an article there lately about the older Cork lads they have on the team, which, like, we have as many. Like, so you're putting your eggs in that basket, and so when you're gone that way now, you have to stick. So it's up to them now. They're getting the chance. They have to hold on to the jerseys, and they have to prove now to Henry that they're the men for the job.
Well, we're really looking forward to it as well. 2 o'clock in Pearse Stadium on Sunday. Sir will be in the commentary box with Sean Walsh. I'll run through that Galway starting team one more time. Derek Fahy in goal. Fullback line of Jack Grealish, Di Burke and Fenton Burke. Sean Nanan 5, Porrick Mannion 6 and Keenan Fahy 7, but expect a few positional changes. Ronan Glennon at 8, David Burke at 9, Gavin Lee 10, Tom Monaghan 11, Brian Concannon 12, Conor Whelan the captain at 13, Conor Cooney 14 and Cathal Mannion 15. Sir Farrell, thanks a million for joining us here on Over the Line.
No problem, Darren. Looking forward to Sunday.